I mean, one of the ways that these ideologies and this movement has impacted the world is, it goes back to what I was saying initially, which is that a complete explanatory picture of why these companies like OpenAI and DeepMind and so on are explicitly trying to build artificial general intelligence is because they see AGI as the surest, as the shortest route from where we are right now to a techno-utopian world in which we completely re-engineer humanity, we colonize space, and ultimately we, you know, we subjugate nature, we exploit the vast resources of the cosmos, which people in the test group movement refer to as our cosmic endowment of negentropy or negative entropy, usable energy. Yeah, again, they're all of these movements and ideas of the past, which were really toxic and caused tremendous harm. And pretty much everybody acknowledges that now. And then there's this sense that, well, we've moved on, but we haven't. You know, eugenics is still alive and well in the test girl movement. And this notion of manifest destiny that continues, you know, the colonial mindset that persists as well in this notion that we need to go out, colonize space. And, you know, people say, well, you know, we're going to go to exoplanets where there aren't life forms. And so it's fundamentally different.